Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Time to shut the universities down. That's it. Get out. Take your Ivy with you. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
But first, this. A French court has ruled you do not have to be fun at work. I was following this case. A man who was fired by a consulting firm in Paris for failing to be fun, in quotes, and participating in work events that involved excessive alcoholism and promiscuity. This guy sounds like not the sort of person I want around him. I was wrongfully dismissed, France's highest court ruled. So this guy said he didn't want to participate in various weekend excursions and things that they did there at the company. The company said he had to be part of the team. And fired him, and he sued and said there was excessive alcoholism and promiscuity, and he didn't want to go. So the court ruled you do not have to be fun at work. You can work there and be no fun. If he had said, I don't want to go because I don't really like talking to these people. I'm kind of an introvert. I hate this sort of thing. I would have been on his side. But the whole, there's too much drinking and like flirting and some people hook up with each other. Get out of here. Go work somewhere else.
So he's got to come out with you and party? Is that your world? Or otherwise, he's fired and his family starves. His children forced to sell their labor for pennies.
The court ruled that he doesn't have to do that. But I'm just saying.
You're taking the opposing view.
I just wish his complaint hadn't been what it was.
You want his wife forced into prostitution?
No, I think his complaint should be, I don't like these people. The last thing I want to do on a Friday at 5 o'clock is sit at the TGI Fridays with that guy over there.
Right. You think there's a better argument.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like these people.
Not they get
I put up with them because they pay me.
Like they get drunk and they end up kissing. I hate it. Oh, shut up.
Again, the child, the wife, et cetera.
Well, then don't go out with those people.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, so we were talking about this during the show and we ran out of time, but I just wanted to finish a discussion and then move on to something amusing. This editorial in the Harvard Crimson by one of their student editors, a young woman who's far sharper than I was at her age, probably sharper than I am now, come to think of it. But she's talking about how Harvard has over $53 billion in the bank. $53 billion.
That's amazing. That's just incredible.
Yale has over $42 billion. Princeton has over $37 billion, and they're all not for profits. They're charitable institutions theoretically, and she goes into the history of that tax status, but. She asked, this status Harvard is one of the world's most preeminent universities. Surely it has used its billions of dollars of accumulated wealth to primarily invest in its educational programs, to build an unparalleled roster of top professors, to expand offerings to students and reduce class sizes, right? Wrong. Harvard has instead filled its halls with administrators. As we mentioned on the show, for every academic employee, which includes, the grad student lecturers, paper graders, whatever. For every, for every academic employee, there are 1.5 administrators. 1.5 administrators for every one academic employee.
How can you possibly justify that?
If you consider only professors, the ratio is 3-1. 3-1 administrators to teachers.
That's got to be part of the iron law of bureaucracy, though, right? You just mm-hmm. That just always happens. You have to rein it in. It's like Elon taking over Twitter said there seemed to be 10, whatever he called them, for every person actually doing any work.
Yeah.
10 some sort of managers.
Right. Harvard employs 7,024 total full-time administrators, which is only slightly fewer than the undergraduate population. I mean, it's like a prison with 1,000 inmates and 1,050 guards.
The undergrad class in Harvard is 700 some people?
7,000?
7,000 some people.
Yeah. Okay. I don't actually know. She says slightly fewer than the other undergrad population. Okay. I don't know what that figure is, but what do they all do? And then she says, yeah, certain administrators are fine, but we rushed through this part. Last December, all Faculty of Arts and Sciences affiliates, that's FAS, received an email from Dean Claudine Gay announcing the final report of the FAS Task Force on Visual Culture and Signage, a task force itself created by recommendations of the Presidential Task Force on Inclusion and Belonging. Now, I had never heard of visual culture and signage.
What the hell does that mean?
As far as I can tell, it's an incredibly nitpicky subset of critical theory saying that that picture of the one dude who has pants on, then there's a lady who appears to have a skirt on to show you what bathroom is what. That's sexist, and it's insensitive to many cultures and probably racist. So it looks for racism and bigotry in signage, if you can believe that. So let's see. So the task force was created by this other task force. This task force was composed of 24 members, 6 students, 9 faculty members, and 9 administrators. The task force produced a 26-page report divided into 7 sections based upon a survey, focus groups, and 15 separate meetings with over 500 people total. The report dedicated 7 pages to its recommendations, which ranged from clarify institutional authority over FAS visual culture and signage,
wow,
to create a dynamic program of public art in the FAS. In response to these recommendations, Dean Gay announced the creation of a new administrative post, the FAS Campus Curator, and a new committee, the FAS Standing Committee on Visual Culture and Signage.
What's amazing is that there are people, I'm thinking of the students more than the adults, that were willing to dedicate, I'm thinking a lot of, like, eye-blurring time to these meetings and writing this report. And then when they're done, they feel like they've made the world a better place somehow. That's just amazing.
And I think it's worth looking back at the task force appointed by the task force. 6 students, 9 faculty members, and 9 administrators.
Seems like enough.
So as many paper pushers as teachers or students, which is crazy. So anyway, they created a new standing committee, blah, blah, blah. Regardless of your stance on the goal of fostering a more inclusive visual culture, he pauses to make a face, the procedural absurdity is clear. A presidential task force led to the creation of an FAS task force, which, after expending significant time, effort, and resources, led to the creation of a single administrative job and a committee with almost the exact name as the second task force. I challenge anyone other than the task force members themselves to identify the value created for a single Harvard student's right educational experience. And such a ridiculous process may seem relatively harmless, but the aggregation of these frivolous, bureaucratic time and money wasters may have made college as outrageously expensive as it is. In 1986, Harvard's tuition was $10,266.
Really?
Adjusted for inflation, $28,000.
That's what it costs to go to the college near my house now.
$28,000. Today, Harvard's tuition is $53,000, representing an 89% increase in real cost. The Harvard education is certainly not 89% better than it was 36 short years ago, nor is it 89% more difficult to provide. Rather, the increased cost seems to lie within the administration and its tendency to solve problems, I would jump in and say, or imaginary problems, by hiring even more administrators. In a 25-year time span within the same window, American colleges added over 500,000 administrators at a hiring rate double that of faculty.
If anything, it's cheaper to provide education now, and it almost doubled.
Oh, vastly cheaper. Yeah. Yeah, that is something. 500,000 college administrators hired, twice as many as faculty.
I don't want to get off on the whole why does college cost so much topic for another day, but I was listening to some people break this down for an article they were writing, and a phrase stuck out to me, reminded me of healthcare. Why is healthcare so expensive? It's so complicated. There's so many layers to it. It's almost impossible to unwind it. And we really liked what Stephen Brill told us, that the government's involved where they shouldn't be and not involved where they should be.
Right.
Nobody knows what healthcare should cost because there are so many layers of everything. You don't really know. And that's the way education is now with all the advances in technology and this and that. Nobody has any idea, if you stripped all this crap out, the whole loan world, which is, you know, obviously inflated the price just because the money's available and just everything. Nobody has any idea, if you stripped all that stuff out, what education would cost at this point.
Or if you stripped out the luxury dorms and luxury recreational opportunities for the kids. Now, a certain amount of that, you don't want them in a gulag. And they need to be able to exercise and have some fun now and again.
There's no worry of that.
Well, no, but I'm saying if you were to strip it down and rebuild it, you'd add in some of that stuff, but you'd never add in all of it. It's absurd. It's obscene.
It is.
Anyway, it reminded me of the random university administration job title generator, which has amused me so much. And what's truly amusing about this is these fake titles are indistinguishable from real titles. So you click on it, and it offers me a job as the Assistant Provost for Interdepartmental Technology of the Committee on Investor Communications. Pays $405,000. Click here if this position is not prestigious enough for you. So I'll click. I'm sorry, it's not working. It is shut down. Although this is kind of funny, the note for that is, I insist we form a committee to investigate whether the website, University Title Generator, constitutes unacceptable bait speech. Okay, where the hell did it go? It was all ready, and then it screwed up.
But the point remains, you can take just a bunch of random words and throw them together, call the title, and you can't tell the difference between that and the actual titles they have.
Well, right, and these people all make six figures, all of them.
Sure.
I mean, at one point we got into...
And probably get a pension when they finally retire. Can't be fired hardly for any reason.
Yeah, it was the percentage of the payroll of all universities that's spent on administrators. I mean, because when you get into the actual amount of money spent, it's shocking and horrifying.
You can't fire these people, and there's no way of knowing if they're doing a good job. Nobody's checking, and even if you were checking, how would you tell if they were doing a good job or not?
Associate Chancellor of the Office of Community Services.
There you go. That sounds like a
principal,
real thing.
Principal Deputy Executive for Internal Technology for the Committee on Employee Technology.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Associate Executive for the Committee on Academic Compliance.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd gotten that position. Congratulations. How's it going? Pretty well.
What's your title again? Associate Executive for the Committee on Academic Compliance. What do you do? Well, I mostly execute plans to ensure academic compliance. Oh, they say, eyes glazing over, looking for somebody else they can talk to at the cocktail party.
And they make more money than you.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah. And they don't even know what they do.
They don't need to.
Right.
They just need to know what
a
part.
Scam. It's a scam.
Well, I guess that's it.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.